Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Can I move a procedural motion, please?
Certainly, Councillor Grigoriopoulos.
Mr. Mayor, can I move that the meeting procedures standing orders be suspended to allow comments concerning the 2015-16 municipal year?
Certainly. It's a procedural motion. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Haynes, I'll put the motion. Those for? Against? That's carried. Thank you, Councillor Grigoriopoulos. Councillors, our term is nearly done. Our fourth year is almost over, and it's been quite a journey for all of us. We've learnt a lot about our city, I know I certainly have. We've learnt a lot about our fellow councillors and how to work as a team. We've become very effective at that. But most importantly, we have represented our communities, and we've done it very effectively, very passionately, tirelessly. We've attended I don't know how many functions, week in, week out, year in, year out. But I'd like to talk just for a few minutes about some of the things that we've done just in the last year. And it's just the last year, councillors, what we've achieved. The Live Well in Bulleen program is now well underway, a very important initiative that's been wrapped up and now is starting to bear fruit in our community, and will certainly bear fruit over the next few years. We've sorted out Montgomery Street and 395 Manningham Road, two very important council sites that are now well underway into being repurposed and releasing money for us to invest in other facilities. Jumping Creek Road and King Street are now underway. Hallelujah, I agree. We've begun the process with the Westfield planning scheme amendment, and that will continue to work its way through the process, and be interesting to see what our community has to say about that particular project. Mullum Mullum Stadium, bulldozers are about to commence work there, 500-seat stadium. Bolan Reserve, a Bolan Integrated Water Management Project, another important initiative. We've done the bin replacement program, to the consternation of some, but from a council perspective, I think it's been a great result. If you've stayed on the same binge, your bill is down 10%. If you've taken the smaller bin, your bill's down 24%. And we've done that without having to create a new impost on our ratepayers, and in fact, that's given us a very significant decrease in waste charges across our entire municipality. We've produced 2.5% rate rise this year. Indeed, over the term of office, we have produced the lowest average rate rise year on year of any council that we can remember. That's quite an achievement of this council to get all of this work done and to get it done whilst keeping a lid on costs. And we should, as a council, I think, be very proud of what we've done there. We've even managed to hire a new CEO in the last 12 months, Warwick Wynne. I think we're all very pleased with the decision we've made there. And we're seeing the benefit of his contribution to our organisation. And one of the key things that has come from that already has been a major new investment in IT, a very significant investment. Councillors, I'm only talking about this year. This is the past year that we've done all of these things. I'm not even going to try and talk about the other 3 years, because I'd be here for far too long and I'd bore you all to death. It's been an honour to be the mayor for this council for the last few months. It was an honour to be selected, and it's been an honour to help this organisation achieve what we've achieved together, because those achievements are ours. They're nothing to do with me as mayor, they're to do with us as a council. And they are to do, of course, with the organisation that we help to lead, the organisation we help to direct, because in the end, it is the organisation who delivers upon these policies and initiatives that we have set ourselves towards. And the organisation is very well led. We have an excellent executive management team who have supported us over our term of office. We have an excellent CEO, and We've been very ably supported in many, many ways by many levels of the organisation. I'm not going to try and name people because you all know I'm terrible at it, and I'll just leave people out. So I won't try and do that, but there is one person I think I would like to acknowledge, and that's Jenny Horvath, who is here this evening. Thank you for your support you've given me, Jenny, over the last few months, and in my first term as mayor. You've been a great assistance to me as a mayor in doing my job. We just completed the mayoral ball just a week or so ago. Another great result. We raised over $10,000 for our community. The mayoral ball doesn't happen without Jenny's input. Sort of like citizenship ceremonies. They happen, but they only happen with the hard work of a team. And that team for the mayoral ball is most certainly led by Jenny. And I'm very pleased with the outcome of the mayoral balls. We've had four of them in our term of office, and we have raised tens of thousands of dollars in our community. And that's come about through the hard work of the mayors, but most importantly, the hard work of the team that has done all the real work led by yourself, Jenny. So thank you. I'd like to thank all of the officers for their support they've given me as mayor. It's been a great time. I really enjoyed it. And I look forward to meeting the mayor for the next council next year and seeing who that is. And I think we will, I'm sure we'll have a great new council, and I'm sure our city will be very proud of the results the new council will deliver. I'm certainly pleased with the results that we as a council have achieved. We've stayed out of the headlines for the most part, and we've got on with the business of running council, and we should be very proud of what we've achieved. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'll turn the floor over to my fellow councillors.
On behalf of the Mullum Ward, which our current mayor, Councillor Paul McLeish and Meg Downey and myself, Councillor Gubley, are part of. On reflection of the last 4 years, I'm not going to rave on too long. I'm sure Councillor McLeish will make me go quicker. But we had the biggest, pretty big turnover. We were six new councillors out of nine. And I think within the first few months, we had to elect a new CEO. It was a quick learning curve for a lot of us. We were really thrown in the thick of it. And as the mayor most eloquently explained, we did a lot of good things in this council just in the last year, and I won't try and repeat them. But when you get nine personalities in one room and they have to work together, I think all in all, I think we did a good thing. We obviously don't see eye to eye on everything, but as far as I'm concerned, that's a real representation of our communities. Because it's nice to be able to walk out of this room having even my fellow ward councillors at times not voting the same way I'd vote, but we have to go on, and that's the truth of it out there in the public, is that not even neighbours think eye to eye. So I thank this council, and I thank the councillors that I've had to work with, and I'm very grateful for the leadership that the mayor has given us in the last year, and in part of this year, and I think he's done very well. And I thank every councillor here, and good luck to you all in the next elections. Thank you.
Thank you, councillor.
Well, Mr. Mayor, another year's come to an end, and another council has come to an end, and I think just as an outset, like you said, thank you to all the people around the table here that have worked, and thank you all to all the officers and all of the staff at Manningham for the great work that they've done. And nothing would happen at Manningham if everyone's not working together. And indeed, with the leadership, Mr. Mayor, thank you very much for the leadership. And what is a hard time to just come in for five months at the end of a year to take over the leadership. Councillor Yang was the mayor at the start, but she had to resign due to electoral regulations, which are ridiculous, that actually stop people, hasn't been tested, but it is a little bit ridiculous. I do have to resign. However, you know, we have had a big year this year, and I suppose she was mayor at the time when we were doing the recruitment, and there was a lot of work involved in that, and we got it off to a very good spot. And Paul, you very quickly had to come in and take over from that particular point left off, and you've done a great job. I've noticed, Paul, how hard you work in the job. You're out at all the functions and everything, and you're spending a lot of time in our community, being that leader of our community. And thank you very much on behalf of, you know, all the councillors here for all of the hard work you do put in. I know it takes a lot out of people, and it is a very tiring thing, and your life's not your own in many ways. So you've done a great job there. Also, with the wise counsel that you have given to all the people here, and looking also at, I suppose, always the end object of a lot of how you think and how you lead is the whole community and the end result for the whole community, not on a personal thing. And I think that is very, very important. So congratulations on the work that you've done. And Manningham and the people should be very thankful and proud of the work that's been done this year. And I suppose we've got the annual report that's come here that's going out, that people can actually see the work that's being done here. And, you know, good luck for the future. And thank you very much.
Thank you, Councillor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I rise to speak on behalf of the Coonung Ward. I have my fellow councillor, Stephen O'Brien, next to me, and obviously, even though there is no councillor, Jennifer Yang, I also speak through that 3.5 years of working with her and the joy that it was to work in this council. And as the mayor at this time and the mayor previously, you've always been wise counsel, you've always been representative of the community in the council and us as councillors very well. Your balanced view and your ability to be able to look across all of the documents, including when the word may should be if, is amazing. Your eye to detail has always fascinated me, but as a councillor, you've treated us and myself and others all very professionally and respectfully, and the respect and the way you've treated myself and others, I believe, needs to be commended. I believe it's a difficult job to be able to balance that well. I believe it's difficult to not get it personal on different issues that we all feel quite passionate on. And you do set a good example in that way, and you've been a good example to me. And as a deputy mayor also, the training and the extra meetings that I've been able to come to, and as anyone that's been deputy mayor, the extra that you learn from being that is very rewarding and undeniably gives a great insight as to the hard work that's put in. So I want to thank you for that and all the councillors for working fairly professionally. And I just thank and I hope to see the new CEO again and look forward to working with the organisation as well as I have, not only as a community member, but maybe even a councillor again. So thank you.
Thank you, Councillor.
I too like to say thank you, Councillor McLeish. When we first got together, I made an analogy about we're a pizza and the community has made this pizza. We're all of different toppings and that's what makes a good pizza. And you bring great flavour to the pizza, and I'd like to say your leadership, your dedication, your commitment is unwavering. You are such a capable man when it comes to community and level-headedness. It's been great. Your leadership has been fabulous. You are a wonderful mayor. And I love that you've never wavered from the reason why you're here, because you love community. We haven't always seen eye to eye, but the relationship has been great. And I consider you a friend. I have spent many hours with you, and like everyone has said around the table, it's all ditto to all of that. It's been a really most enjoyable experience serving the community with you. Growing in this, it's rewarding as a councillor to have the community sing the mayor's praises, and that's a real reward of any councillor. to be able to stand and be proud of the community when they speak positively of you, and that's what's happened many times, and I know that there's many around the room that will bear testimony to that. Paul, you are a true gentleman. I've said it before and I'll publicly say it again. You are a really great man, and you are really, the community should be proud that they had chosen you. We as a council are proud to have had you serve us in this last term and in these last few months, and you've kept us balanced and moving forward, and that's a good outcome for the community, and that's what's important. So thank you. Thank you again. Thank you to the organisation. I can't thank you enough, every one of you, and those that are not present. It's a great honour to serve the community through Manningham City Council. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Paul, I remember your first attempt as mayor, and you gave us a very good speech about your background, and that came up again when you had a second go. And I sat down with you and said, Paul, we don't want to really know about where you've been, it's where you're going. And I think you got that, and you gave a well-deserved pitch to become mayor. And we never got to clean up clause 5206 of the parking. That's something we'll perhaps do in the next term if we're back. I will miss our regular coffee catch-ups and chats that we do, and particular the event that we went to on Saturday night. I thought that everyone that went to that was quite relaxed, and we all were able to, we were all there for a good cause, but just events like that, Mr. Mayor, where we all do share the same passion, will be missed. As for Jim, when he was mayor, just call me Jim, I remember when Jim sent out a SOS to go to Westfields with him at Christmas time, and it was to meet and greet everyone at Westfields, and Jim was still there 12 hours later, walking up and down, meeting and greeting people, and that was just pure dedication and passion on your part. To our CEO, who I found out is now a Collingwood supporter, on the weekend.
Oh, no.
Well done. I'm just a newly recruited Collingwood supporter, and I'm now there in Collingwood, not changing. Well done on your appointment, and certainly enjoy the passion every time I speak to you about this organisation. I can see it in your eyes, Warwick, and feel it. So thank you. Thank you for joining us. And Mr. Mayor, good luck with your re-election. I'd like to see you at the table again if that opportunity arises.
Thank you, Councillor.
Mr. Mayor, can I say thank you for this year's short term that you've been up as mayor? Can I acknowledge Jennifer Yang for her term as mayor this year, and acknowledge you both for your tireless work and leadership that you've shown to us as councillors? Yep, you do get out to all the community groups. You represent us fantastically, make yourself available to all of them. The time you spend away from family takes up a lot of time as mayor. I know that. I've been there in a few years ago as well. And the dedication it takes to do that is pretty big. You do have an attention to detail and some of the plans and the reports that come through, and we appreciate that because it allows us to actually develop ourselves and look at those a little bit more stringently and look at those carefully. But overall, your assistance to all the councillors, the assistance you provide to everyone, one-on-one or as a group, and your leadership in that is fantastic. So I commend you on that. For me personally, the assistance that I provided to you to help each other get through your first year as mayorship, that allowed us to allow you to do your job and do your job well. And can I acknowledge all the councillors here for their assistance as well? The friendship, the tightness, the ability not to get things out in the open and work hard together where we can. It's been an absolute pleasure working with all of you the last 4 years, especially during my mayorship as well. So thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you, Councillor.
Okay, thank you, Councillors. It's my pleasure, on behalf of all of the staff, just to thank you and acknowledge you for all your hard work over the previous 4 years. Now, fortunately, or unfortunately, I don't know which way you want to look at it, big chunks of my my speech have been taken because they've already been said in terms of your achievements over the last 4 years. But personally, I just want to recognise your vision and commitment to making Manningham a better place, and in particular, the challenges in the future. I guess one of the things that I've really picked up on is the passion for the future. And for those of you who are going to be running again for council, best of luck. But I thought it'd be useful because I scanned through from 13-14 through to the present time, a whole list of different projects. Now, I saved you from that the other night. I'm not running through all of those, but there's a couple here that I think are just really important. They may not be important to any one of you individually, but as a collective, I think it's important just to note them. And the Manningham Reconciliation Action Plan, which was the first nationally recognised plan of its kind, which you completed in 13 and 14, a best-in-class result in Metro Melbourne for diverting waste for landfill. And I guess I've picked out these because they cover a whole spectrum. It's not just a single approach that the council has taken, maybe on planning, but it's across the whole spectrum of the social, the environmental, and the economic. You've completed a new library in Warrandyte. The creation of a 4.5 kilometre walking circuit, a new bridge on the Mullamullan Creek, which I've actually had the pleasure of walking part of, not all of it. And there's plans and thoughts for even more ambitious things for the future. Now we have that whole circuit in place, which may be pipe dreams at the moment, but I think there's a gem of a really great idea there as well. So get your running shoes on. I don't think it'll be proper not to mention the Aquarina upgrade, an astounding piece of work. And I think a testimony to not only the council, but the integrated work between the council and the staff. So the completion of that, and as a testimony to that exercise and collaboration between the political and operational arms of council. Getting down to more of the nitty-gritty, you've doubled the road refurbishment budget in the last 4 years, and again, in tight financial times, to be able to put that emphasis on the ground, and that's reflecting a lot of the things that the community have been talking about in terms of those basic facilities, roads, rates and rubbish. It's a very simplification for what councils do, but when you can focus on the key infrastructure such as roads and footpaths, they're not exciting things. You don't get to cut a ribbon when you upgrade vast tracts of footpaths and roads, but it's what we're really about, and there's been a focus on that. And I guess something that I'm very excited about is the just commenced work on the Mullamullan Highball Stadium project, which will be the adventure and the journey for the incoming council. Right, just to summarise then, I'd just like to specifically acknowledge the three mayors in the last period, Jennifer Yang, Jim River Christopoulos, I get it right there, and Councillor Paul McLeish, for all your hard work and support. There's no training manual when it comes to being a mayor. There's no training manual when it comes to being a councillor, and you're learning as you go. It's a very sophisticated organisation which you are acting as the board of directors in, and so I think the work that you've done in the last 4 years is testimony to your hard work and vision. So, I won't go on any further, but I have to present the famous gavel to the mayor, which I'd like to do now. Okay. Congratulations, and use at your leisure.
Thank you, Mr.
I think they're auctioning off the council chambers.
Councillors, thank you for those.
Councillor Don Barnett, actually.
Councillors and Mr. Sayre, thank you for those very kind words and thoughts. It has been a great privilege to be the first among equals. I'm firmly of the view that a mayor is only able to be good in the job if he's ably supported. And I was very well supported by you as councillors. I was very well supported by Councillor Haynes as a deputy mayor. during these last few months. You've been done a great work in supporting me and being a sounding board for me. And each of you has allowed me to work well in the job, because I can't be a sound counsel if people don't accept the counsel, if people don't bring the issues to you and don't listen to the feedback. And that's been very well accepted amongst you all. And you've enabled me to be good at the job, and you've supported me in the difficult times, and I thank you for that. I thank you all for that, all the staff for that as well, because when things get tough, the staff have really been there, and it's made things a lot easier to work through. Finally, I would like to definitely acknowledge Councillor Jennifer Yang, our former mayor. She was a great contributor to this council for 3.5 years. And she is sorely missed, and we were all disappointed to see her leave in the circumstances she did. But she was our mayor twice, and she was a great person to work with, and you never know what turn of luck may come. Finally, I would also like to thank my wife for her forbearance. She probably amongst all of the people that I know gets the shortest end of the straw of this deal. I am out 4 or 5 nights a week. I'm out all sorts of crazy hours. I go from job to job, and she puts up with it. But she more than does that, she supports me in it. She makes life at home work. And it's the little things, clean socks, all sorts of little things that make it work, that your wife puts in, and then turning up to all of the events. So it's a team effort, and it's been a team result. Thank you all. It's been a great 4 years. Bring on the election and let's see what comes of that. Thank you, councillors.
Mr. Mayor, can I move that the meeting procedures standing orders be resumed?
Thank you, Councillor Griffith Christopoulos. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Haynes. I'll put the motion. Those for, those against, those carried. Councillors, that brings us to the end of our special meeting. Meeting closed.